What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
You always say hello, correct?
I did. I say hello.
All right. So today we're going to talk about homeowners insurance like we had talked about last week. But first of all, believe it or not, it's almost September 11th. Kathy, can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to acknowledge that. That's been, I believe that would be, what, 24 years ago, right? I mean, and what's amazing is the kids these days really have no concept about that day, what happened. And
I think they make them watch like a video or something at school. Madison had to do that a couple of times.
But you didn't live it like we did.
No, it was different.
So we remember, like Kathy's grandmother remembered Pearl Harbor.
Right.
She remembered being in church where they came in that Sunday morning and said that Pearl Harbor's been attacked. Or my mother remembers when John F. Kennedy was assassinated. And
right.
So in our
lifetime,
that was the big thing that's happened,
mm-hmm.
that now kids view September 11th very similar to how we felt about JFK or Pearl Harbor. It was way before they were even born,
right?
And they have no concept about it.
Thankfully, they don't have a concept
either. No, I'm going to tie this into insurance, but I wanted to think about when I was in, you know, starting out in, I guess it was 96 when I started the business. It's going to be 30 years, Kathy. I can't believe it. I don't feel that old. I'm 54, but I've been doing this for a long time. And I actually did business with Aon Risk Services that was in the World Trade Center. It was kind of weird to me talking, sitting in Hayesville to somebody in New York City, because, you know, I'm definitely a country boy, and I'm talking to somebody in the World Trade Center. And one day, I just felt that this underwriter was not safe being there. I don't know why I told her this, but I said, her name was Pia. And I said, Pia, you need to get out of that building. And it already been hit by the line sheet that already tried to blow it up. And she's like, I know. And, of course, after the train center was hit, I started thinking about me doing business with somebody in the trade center. So that was made it a lot more personal, you know, at the time. And after 9/11, things in the insurance industry certainly did start to change, didn't they, Kathy? What happened?
They now have terrorism. There's actually they have to sign a terrorism form now.
It's prevalent in commercial insurance now, after 9/11. It was basically, we are now, if you have a commercial insurance policy, on some policies, you have to decide whether you want to purchase terrorism insurance or not, because it's not automatically covered on some policies today. And this is a direct result of what happened, you know, in the Trade Center bombing in 9/11. I was thinking about, you know, when you have a homeowner's policy, what, you know, people need to know what's not covered. And, you know, this will be called, obviously, an exclusion on your policy. Here's common exclusions. Okay, number one, flood is not covered on a homeowner's policy. So you can fix that by getting a policy through the National Flood Insurance Program, which is basically the government. The reason why flood is not covered is because only the people in flood areas are going to buy the coverage. So it's called adverse selection, is the term. And that's what happens when you have a you know, flood, only, you know, you can't spread the risk around other people that are trying to help pay for the claim, because, you know, the insurance company collects money from multiple people, it's put in a big pot of money, and then they've got what's called a reserve, where they have money set aside to cover different, you know, claims or whatnot. And so that's why flood is not covered. The other natural disaster is not automatically covered is earthquake.
Right.
You know, we are in a fault line, and we had a little tremor here about a month ago, Kathy. Woke you up, or how long ago was it?
It was longer than that.
2 months ago? It was this year.
Yeah, Madison was home still then. So it was a couple months back.
Probably
so.
Early summer. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. So that's not covered. If you're in a coastal area, hurricanes or wind storms may not be covered automatically. They could be excluded on your homeowner's policy, and you have to have a separate policy for a wind policy to cover, you know, if you had a hurricane roll up on your house, like it happened to Kathy's, I guess, sort of cousin that has a villa business on the beach. Last year she had a hurricane come in, and it was really bad. It was Helene. I think it was Helene. There's two of them came. It was one after another. And, you know, she had probably 4 foot of sand sitting around her.
Water inside. Yeah.
And so that's, mm-hmm. and, you know, any kind of damage like that is just, that would be flood if it, right. if the water comes in. But if you had your top of your roof blown off, that's going to be
windstorm. Well, actually, she said hers was actually considered wind because it blew all high winds, it blew well, it in there.
That would be a separate claim, but the water damage will be flood.
Yeah, and in Florida, of course, they have a wind policy, a separate policy for flood and a separate policy for wind. Yeah. In Florida, but up here, it's wind is, of course, one of the perils that's on your homeowner's policy, but not flood or earthquake. Earthquake can be endorsed onto most people's homeowner's policies. Flood is an actual separate policy. So, of course, you just have to know where you're living and, you know, what types of perils can happen in your the state that you live.
Well, here's one, Kathy, that you dealt with this for. Sinkhole.
Yep.
Often excluded unless you purchase a specific sinkhole coverage, mm-hmm. common in areas like Florida.
Right.
Also, Kathy was insuring a house in Kentucky one time, and that was interesting because that came up.
Yeah, that was because, like, a big thing on there.
It was because of the mining that was done there or something. I can't remember why.
There was some different things.
Okay. Not to worry about this one, but volcanic eruptions, damage from lava or ash may be excluded. That's probably Hawaii.
Yeah.
So those are the national disasters exclusions. You know, I guess I preface this whole show talking about 9/11, how terrorism became an exclusion.
Right.
But it's something you can buy back. Sometimes you can buy back covers on something that's excluded. Here's one you can't buy back. Intentional damage caused by the homeowner.
Right.
So if you burn your house, there is no coverage.
Right.
So that's obviously... And also,
even if you run into somebody on purpose with your car, that's intentional.
That's intentional.
That's not going to be covered either. I mean, you get mad at them and do stuff like that. People need to understand that they do have, you know, rules and regulations that you have to follow, and those things are not acceptable and not going to be covered under your policies.
Yeah, that has happened where people have burned the house mm-hmm. for the insurance money. And what we have seen...
we've seen people flood their houses, too.
I've never seen that, Kathy. How can you start a flood?
Well, I meant they left water running in it.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Gotcha. Yeah, I think it's about that joke about, you know, it used to be the guy was, he bought homeowners insurance, bought fire insurance, and they said, why don't you buy flood insurance? And he's like, well, I didn't know how to start a flood. That was the punchline of the joke. That's what he was talking about.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, so you could have that too. And it would be, another exclusion is, you know, neglect, which means if you just don't take care of your property and, you know, if it's a maintenance issue, that's not going to be something that's covered. It has to be what's the policy normally wording said is sudden and accidental.
Right.
The one that people really don't like is when you have discovered dry rot around your plumbing, like maybe behind your shower.
Or a toilet. Or
we had this in Murphy. We had it around the toilet was evidently leaking for years, and the floor was rotted. Well, that's not an insurance claim. That's something that's going to be covered actually by you. You're going to have to pay the insurance. Bless you, Kathy. Kathy's sort of sneezing.
Bless Sorry. You.
All right. So
I was trying to hold it in.
That's okay. So here's one that kind of goes along with what I was talking about with terrorism. War is excluded.
Yeah.
So when these missiles are coming into Israel and hitting somebody's you know, house, there is no coverage for that. It's a war exclusion.
Unless they have different policies in Israel, we don't know.
I don't think so. I'm sure that would be something maybe, I just don't think you could find that. It would be a very specialized situation like Lloyd's of London. I don't believe you can find that because, you know, it just goes without saying that, you know, if you're in Kyiv, if you're in Ukraine and the whole town's, you know, sitting there and it's being destroyed, then you're also your insurance company. That's game over for them too. I mean, there's no way they're going to be able to recover from a war. So that war is excluded, along with terrorism that you can buy back. Nuclear bombs excluded. I was one time with an agent telling me a story. One time he's like, I was meeting with a customer and he was like, you know, nuclear bomb, what if it hit Atlanta, what would happen? I was thinking, he didn't know that's not going to be covered anyway. It's not something you can insure. So, well, I think we're ready for the first half of our show to be over with now. The break's coming up, and we're talking about September 11th, acknowledging that, and also talking about exclusions that are on insurance policies that you need to be aware of. My name is Mark Moore, and you're listening to Peace of Mind.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where we are located. We have 5 locations. 3 of them are in Georgia, and 2 of them are in North Carolina. Our office has 3 locations for More Insurance Services, Inc. We're located in Blairsville, Georgia, across from Home Depot and next to the post office there. We're actually located in the South State Bank building. We are not a part of the bank, but we are actually on a different separate wing there. So come by and see us in Blairsville for your insurance needs. Our second location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hiawassee, Georgia. It's located at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're in the Town Trace building, which is the red brick building next to the hospital. So come by and see us there in Hiawassee. And our last location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located at 157 Highway 64 West in Hayesville. We are actually located next to United Community Bank there in Hayesville on the main drag. So come by and see us there in Hayesville. Our fourth location is actually located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's at 150.
Kathy, you okay today?
Sorry. It is located right past Arby's and So Goods Restaurant, and it's on Highway 64 as well in Murphy. So come by and see us there at Mountain Insurance in Murphy. Then our last location, it's our fifth location, is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's located between Burger King and United Community Bank, right there in Blue Ridge. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's a division of More Insurance. So come by and check us out there as well, and we can help you with your insurance needs. You can also check us out on Facebook and like our page, as well as check out all these wonderful radio podcasts. If you missed one, like to hear them, you can check them out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. And you can go in there and request a quote. You can also check out all the different types of insurance that we write and which states that we're in. We'd love to help you with your insurance needs.
Okay, so that's the first. Kathy's never fumbled or said something.
Well, we're going to fix it.
If you haven't figured out, Kathy's a talent, and I'm just I'm the country boy with the microphone that's decided to do this. So I think Kathy definitely has the voice for radio and the looks for TV. If you were to be on TV, Kathy, you could do that too.
Sure.
So that's good.
Thanks, honey.
So thank you for that. She makes me look good. So that's a good thing about Kathy. She's always made me look good. So that's I'm not near as good as I am unless I've got Kathy with me. So, right. Mm-hmm. So good. Okay. She's smiling. Okay. So we're talking about, for the break, we talked about September 11th, and I just referenced I'd done some business with people in the Trade Center before it was bombed, and that was upsetting. And after the everybody on that floor that I did business with that was there that day passed away. It was above the plane, and it was Aon Risk Services. And when I was there, I had tried to go back through the list of names and try to find the people I knew, and didn't find them. So hopefully they were not there that day, but it was a tragedy for the people that were, and it was a tragedy for America. It was a fundamental change in the insurance industry. Anytime you have a disaster like that, even a national or a natural disaster can change the insurance industry. Or how about the condo that collapsed down in Florida, that seaside condo condominium that collapsed?
That's bad.
So you're seeing, hurricanes coming through. Helene has changed the insurance industry. So our industry changes along with these events that do occur. I'd reference the terrorism became an exclusion after 9/11, and what led me to thinking about, okay, people should be aware of what exclusions that they have on their policy, because not everything's covered on the insurance policy. There are exclusions, and there's also limitations. So continuing on with our discussion here, I'd mentioned before the break that national disasters may not be covered. Flood is not covered. Earthquake can be covered if you indoors. Going back to flood, you can get a flood policy. It's a separate policy you buy from the government, even though it might say State Farm or Auto Owners or Allstate on it. It's backed by the by the taxpayers, because it's a national flood insurance program.
Auto Owners is it too.
Yeah. There's excess flood. Maybe it's voluntary coverage, but that's where you get that. Hurricanes, windstorms. If you're in Florida, you may have to have a separate policy for that. Your homeowner's policy may exclude that.
Well, anything that's coastal will have different policies than you would your normal.
You might get three
inland
policies in one house. You get a flood policy, a wind policy, and a homeowner's policy.
Right.
Sinkholes. You're not covered for burning your house down intentionally. That's not covered. Mm-hmm. We're not going to pay you for burning your house to the ground. It's we call it arson, correct? Mm-hmm. And we have had situations where we've seen investigations on from arson.
Well, typically every time a house burns, they will do an investigation.
Kathy and I don't know Kathy, she's like, she'll sometimes watch a show with me, but I like to watch this American Greed show. And so we saw this episode where it was, lady has a new boyfriend, and it's one of those, they call it romance scams kind of thing, but it wasn't really that, but he was just basically, this guy is dating her because she has a house. And he came up with a scheme to where we're going to flood the house with gas, and they had a way to ignite the house. I can't remember what the way was.
I don't remember.
But they'd removed a particular valve or some sort of mechanism in the house where it would do this. So he knew what he was doing. Well, they were doing it for the insurance money, because she was going to try to get the insurance money. Well, the arson investigator, the unintended consequence of this was it blew up the whole neighborhood, and it killed neighbors. I mean, it was like the lady, she got it over her head, but they weren't intending to blow up the entire neighborhood or kill their neighbors. And so they had an arson investigator come in, and they had found that the first thing that was unusual was there was no TVs in the fire, and somebody had reported
like electronics were taken out.
Yeah, computers.
So somebody didn't have their pets weren't there.
So the pets were the first week they didn't do. They were going to do it and didn't do it, and so the cats or the pets went to the vet, and then the next week they took them back, and that's when they actually did the explosion. But the arson investigator, they had found out there was a white van that was picking up all of their valuables in the house, and they found in the debris where this particular valve or whatever kind of safety mechanism had been taken off the gas. And it was a mess. I mean, they went to jail, and they were responsible for killing their neighbors. So they got zero insurance money in that situation.
They also got jail time.
They also got jail time. They got a free place to stay.
Yeah, jail.
Right. Yeah, in jail.
There was other people involved. It wasn't just the two of them. It was he had buddies that were he brought into.
I didn't really feel sorry for him, but if she allowed this to happen to her.
Yeah, she had a child, so the kid was not there.
Yeah, and she
older.
Had like yes, like she was
kid. Yeah,
didn't bear if she never met that guy, mm-hmm. but that did happen.
Be careful out there.
Yeah, so here's the one that's not covered typically: mold, fungus, rot. That's something that could be excluded. Here's one: pest damage. Mm-hmm. So termites. Termites ain't covered. So if you have termites
also
in your house,
you get like varmints in your.
That was the next one: animal damage.
Yep.
Damage caused by pets or wild animals may be excluded.
Like squirrels or bats or all sorts of stuff like that.
Yeah. We had a some kind of animal chewed through the top of a house one time and ate the electrical wires.
It was a squirrel. It was a flying squirrel.
Yeah.
Made and so much racket in the middle of the night in the walls.
There's an insect or vermin exclusion on the policy.
Yeah, that's not fun.
And that's where that coverage is not there. So, you know, all you can do is try. We have a couple houses. We got the termites baits out that they, you know, we try to treat the termites and try to keep them out of there. Some of the houses we have. It's my grandparents' house, the old farmhouse we got. And so I got to keep an eye on that. So, well, I think we're about wrapped up here. And you've been listening to Mark and Kathy Moore on Peace of Mind on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.